Well, you know, when Chick Sale came along, because it's that way back, you know, had half moons on it. Also, lots of washing. You had to watch that. You'd get stung. Kept the Sears Roebuck catalog hanging out there, and a bucket of cobs over here, and a box.
There you go. Did you call it an outhouse?
Outhouse. Back house, outhouse.
Any other joking terms, more or less?
Let me think. I can't remember anything else. We generally called it an outhouse.
And some questions about what a woman would wear in the kitchen. What would she wear to protect her dress?
Apron.
And how high would that cover?
That apron would cover it. It went up. Some of them were tied to the waist. Some of them went up to their shoulders.
All the way?
Yeah, all the way, but most of them, as I say, were at the waist, but they all wore an apron. In fact, a lot more aprons all the time.
And if a woman would take a piece of cloth to a merchant showing the kind of cloth she wanted, she'd call that a, she'd go to town with a
sample.
Sample.
I've seen a many colored woman go in to buy a piece of cloth and say, cut me off a piece, this little piece, and she'd chew it. Said, I'm trying to see if it'll fade. I've seen that done a many times. They'd take that piece, a little piece of cloth, and chew it, you know, trying to see if it fades. If it fades, she wouldn't buy it. They'd chew that piece of cloth. I've seen that done a many times.
How about buying some cloth, boiling it, and then having it, what do they call that? A new shirt, and then they couldn't get the button, collar button after they boiled it. Say the cloth
would shrink, you mean?
Shrink, or they say shrink,
yeah,
and say draw up.
No, but either term. I've heard them use that often, draw up, either draw up or shrink. But a lot of that cloth, that especially cheap cloth, would shrink, draw up badly. And the colors wasn't fast, that's why they chewed it to see if it would fade. You'd see a mini piece of cloth after it got washed a few times, you wouldn't know what color it was to start with, especially cheaper cloth. They bought it was calico, 5 cents a yard. It couldn't have been very fine cloth. And the colors were evidently stamped on it because they would fade badly.
The thing is that the woman would carry to town for money, a large thing or a small thing, just for coins.
Did you know there wasn't no such thing as purses as we know it today back in those days?
I was wondering.
These big purses they carry now? I never heard of such a thing.
She would carry a button instead.
My grandmother had a little thing, looked like a little suitcase, a little, about that long, with a handle on it, looked like a little bag. But as far as a bag, like the ladies use now, they never saw, ever heard of such a thing. She had a little bag, a little, looked like a little suitcase.
And how about jewelry around her wrist?
Well, a lot of them had bracelets. I remember bracelets and also breast pins. They wore breast pins. And
you mentioned the brooch.
Brooches. Aunt Jane, my grandmother gave her brooch. And she admired that brooch. I've never seen her without that brooch on. About that big, beautiful thing. She
and
loved
around her neck.
Well, they wore necklaces. Mostly out of glass beads.
I'm curious about a term, pair of beads. What does that mean to you?
A pair of beads, huh?
Did you ever hear that?
No, I heard that.
And if a woman liked to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you say, well,
Primping. Yeah, she is primping. All the girls primped.
And if a man liked to look pretty nice, you say, well, he likes to get all...
Well, they called them dudes. They were dudes. They got to get all gussied up.
Gussied.